Thank you for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So, Eric, you have a new book, which is in the midst of a season where people are talking about our nation and its future and where we're going. Why are you writing?
Without any question, Ed, this book, titled If You Can Keep It, The Forgotten History of American Freedom, is the most important book I have ever written. I have no doubt about that. Most people with eyes to see understand our country's in trouble. They're not sure why. I have been talking about this. I spoke at CPAC. I've spoken all kinds
CPAC,
of places.
Conservative Legal Committee.
Yeah, I've spoken all kinds of places on these subjects. And I said, you know what, I need to put this in a book. And I put it in a book, and I want to get this book into the hands of every American possible, liberal, conservative, moderate. I didn't write this book to convince people to become political conservatives, to convince people to become Christians. This is a primer on the basics of what did the founders give us? Why have we forgotten how it works? And if we don't understand how it works and begin to live it out, if we don't do that, it is game over for this country.
So you
this
think
country
the Republic's
will become,
in danger.
The Republic is in horrifying danger, and we need to understand it. And I really believe that understanding the basics of what the founders gave us and how that carries all the way through. Tocqueville saw it 50 years later. Lincoln saw it better than anybody. This is not something that exists only in the 18th century. Lincoln saw it, and many people have seen it. We've, in the last 40 or so years, forgotten it, and it is tearing us apart. We are unraveling. We're becoming America in quotes. Once you become America in quotes, you are no different than any other country, and you cannot be a blessing to the world. The thesis of the book is that God has blessed America to be a blessing to the rest of the world. We have been a tremendous blessing to the rest of the world. If you care about the foreigner, if you care about wanting to bring immigrants here, you care about people suffering, they don't have what we have, you need to love America. You need to understand that God gave us this great country so that we can share it with others, so that we can export our ideas, so that we can open our borders to a reasonable extent to say, we want to share this with you. If we're not strong and if we're not wealthy, we have nothing to share. We cannot welcome people in. We're welcoming them in to a socialist country that's going to be falling apart, and then they're going to want to go back home. It's basically a very, very dire moment. And I wrote this book because I said, if we don't understand that it is up to us, you and me and everyone who says I am an American, to keep the Republic, as Franklin charged Mrs. Powell that day on the steps of Independence Hall in 1787, if we don't understand that, and we've forgotten that, we will no longer be able to exist as the great country that God wants us to be. But it's kind of like saying, I want to bless you to be a blessing. We have forgotten that we are a nation for others, that God has blessed us. And Tocqueville said that we are, we are great because we're good. What a concept that a Frenchman saw that it was because we cared about our neighbors, we cared about strangers. It was because we're living out what God has commanded us to live out. That's our strength. In the last 40 years, that's not taught in the public schools. We don't sing the praises of Paul Revere and Nathan Hale. And I even write about that in the book because I said that we have got to understand that the founders, every one of the founders, including Franklin and Jefferson, who were cited as, you know, French Enlightenment deists, first of all, they were not, and it's clear that they were not, but they who were maybe the most secular of the founders, they understood this in spades. They wrote about it. They so took it for granted that they didn't make a huge case because they were sure that everyone's going to understand this. Sure. I mean, of course, Americans will understand this. Well, we understood it for around 200 years, and we have forgotten it. And this is as dire as it gets. We're talking about saving the world, not America, because again, this country was created to bless the rest of the world, to be a beacon of freedom. I think of the Statue of Liberty. My parents came to this country with hope that this country, that they could become Americans. They understood the beauty of the ideas of this place. There are people all around the world who want to come here. Why? It's not because, you know, of our programs or what. It's because there was an idea that gave rise to those programs that says we want to bless those who can't help themselves. All of those ideas are in danger of falling apart unless we remember what the founders said, which in a nutshell is that faith is at the heart of the American experiment.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from The Exchange with Ed Stetzer. Your support makes this podcast possible. More information is available at myfaithradio.com.